702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
7 to 7, and this Africa Report is brought to you by SAA, celebrating 90 years, connecting dreams, bridging continents, and soaring higher. Crystal Odison, I think for me, certainly one of the big stories to emerge from the rest of the continent this week has to be the latest moves in Ghana. Yet another African country passing draconian anti-LGBTQI laws. Will the president sign this? There's a lot at stake for them.
There is, Bongani. So we've already seen the finance minister warned against this draconian rule because he's saying this can jeopardize of funding. So I think for me, there's two things, Bongani. Firstly, Ghana has been going through an terrible economic time. I mean, they are basically broke and have been knocking on every door to open for some money. And so now, for instance, the finance minister saying, look, they could lose this World Bank loan worth millions, and it could be suspended for 5 years now. That's a loan of close to $850 million, Bongani. I can't even, the number is so high. And so that's the one issue. The country's cash strapped. Now, the bill comes at a time where the country is having a very competitive election in December. Nana Akufo-Addo and his party, they are desperate to stay in power, Bongani. Who can they knock on the door for support? The clergy. Both the Islam and Christian clergy are in support of this bill, and they are desperate for some political support because of the mismanagement of the economy, the dire socioeconomic conditions. The ruling party knows that they are not going to win this election in December, and therefore, if all else fails, what do? Get a draconian LGBTQI bill in place. And so they need something, and this is that something. And so the reality is, Bongani, we saw last year Uganda, they were kicked out of AGOA. However, what's interesting, on closer inspection, Bongani, there's not a lot of other funding that they lost. So Ghana and its rulers are taking a gamble and playing the lotto to say, well, we might lose the World Bank loan, but we'll get others because we are the safe haven in the Sahel. We are surrounded by countries that have had coup d'etats. There's an Islamist insurgency. So just maybe we can get away with this, and we can also perhaps win an election. So those are the issues at play, Bongani. Yeah.
There was a story from BBC News Africa about how the state-run electricity company of Ghana, in fact, cut power to the parliament because they haven't been paying their bills. And that's what the story is for me. It's politicians who marginalize queer people, and it could be any other, if you will, foreigners. I think personally, they're probably indifferent at a personal level. They're not motivated by distaste or antipathy. It's always a sleight of hand to mask their own failures or weaknesses. All right, let's talk now about Zimbabwe. We focused on this yesterday on the show. Targeted sanctions. Will this work?
Well, I just think, Bongani, if there's been sanctions since 2003, and it's more than 20 years later, and the ZANU-PF has just, you know, kept their business as usual, it's just simply not worked. So now we see targeted sanction at Mnangagwa, his wife, the vice president, and the other inner circle. And of course, we know it's got to do with that gold and diamond documentary that Al Jazeera had shown, and you know how smugglers were just operating with absolute impunity. I think for me, ultimately, Bongani, it's the ordinary people that are going to suffer. Even though the kind of broader sanctions are lifted, we know that ZANU-PF is so ingrained in the political machinery of the country. And ultimately, for me, it's South Africa is going to pay the cost of it. We know if Zimbabwe sneezes, South Africa catches the cold and all other consequences of that. And for me, ultimately, that's at play. And yes, politicians can tell us, you know, these sanctions are targeted. And really, they do, because it clearly means, Bongani, that there's a lot of money in the U.S. And I just want an anecdote, Bongani. A couple of years when I was in Nigeria, I was with a senior U.S. official, and there were lots of shenanigans happening in the particular area that I was in, Niger Delta. And the U.S. official said, we are going to have targeted sanctions against these individuals. Honestly, Bongani, 3 months later, we saw that targeted sanctions against those individuals, because this U.S. official told me, oh, no, the kids are studying at Ivy League institutions. They have these big bank accounts. They have houses in these areas. And that ultimately is how these elites operate, Bongani. They take money from the poor. They live their best life. They ensure that their families are looked after. Their pensions are looked after. Don't care about the people. And this is where the U.S. is targeting. So for individuals, yes, but ultimately for ordinary people, you know, the sanction is just going to cause more poverty and inequality.
Crystal Alderson with this week's Africa Report.